News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The CEO of MACRA, Mick Curran, has called for the taxation of holiday homes after it's been revealed they are putting houses in scenic areas beyond the reach of locals. We are joined by Fine Gael Senator Tim Lombard, who, of course, is from the Cork South West constituency. Tim, I think Kinsale is your home patch. It's a big problem area in parts of South West Cork, in West Kerry, in Donegal.
Yeah, if you look at the article in the Independent, say, like, it shows the map of Ireland where it's really affected, from Donegal all down to West Cork, and huge pockets of this countryside have ended up to where in every five houses are now a holiday home.
Tim, can I just, because it's actually worth just giving a few, because they're actually jaw-dropping. The Glenties and Milford holiday homes account for 28 and 26% of local housing stock. In Kenmare, 25%. Belmullet, 25%. North Connemara, 22%. Dingle Peninsula, 21%. Bantry, 20%. It's extraordinary.
Yeah, like, one in every five properties, holiday homes, basically being used every weekend if you're lucky. Probably not. You're probably looking every weekend during the actual peak times of the year. The majority of time, it's actually lying idle. And, like, we're in a housing crisis. We have loads of issues in our society. And to have this issue that we have holiday homes around these scenic areas, and the map would show it really is the scenic areas. It's the coastal line from literally Cork all to Donegal, where the main issue is. It's a huge issue in how we actually tackle it and how we actually can either convince people to actually have these properties as full-time occupations or to do something else.
So the suggestion from MACRA is, I actually thought Mick Curran put it pretty well. If someone wants to leave a house idle, that is their right. However, it's also a privilege. I think you should pay for that privilege, he says, i.e. tax the homes. Do you agree?
Yeah, many years ago, when I was in local authority, we had a second homes tax. It was something that worked to some degree. I still question the financial whereabouts of these people. I think they're financially so well off, they don't need the financial burden. Mightn't be the big deterrent here. It's how we actually can change society and have society to actually look at these properties as, you know, an asset, and how they actually can use them more, and whether or not working from home should be used more, or other solutions.
Like, so you're not convinced by the taxation approach. You just think it won't work.
So if you go back to the second homes tax that was brought in, when there was, 2007, 2008, it was literally €200 a home.
It was too small. Although it didn't stop people going ballistic about it.
Absolutely, I totally agree with you. But, like, it was such a small penalty, like, it just had no real economic impact. Like, literally, they expended that on a night out if they were actually having a night out in that locality. So, like, I think the actual financial implications of a tax like that will not deter people from having a second home. And the Airbnb problem is another huge issue. Like, that's probably a bigger issue down in my part of the world in Kinsale, where you have hundreds of homes, like over 112, 114 during the week, which are on Airbnb platforms and literally just be rented out for two nights a week. And the rental market has been grossly affected in the start because of that. So those two things together are having a huge impact on how we actually can make sure we have housing stock in rural Ireland. And, like, we have very strict planning criteria. And it's the second home market that's been really affected, because it's literally been driven by people that just want to use these homes on one or two nights a week.
The Irish Self-Catering Federation say the economic value of rental properties to communities in rural Ireland is huge. She's saying, particularly where there's no hotel or central focus, you're bringing in tourists to the area, they're spending money in restaurants. Are you in any way persuaded by that argument?
No, how I described this previously was Saturday night fever. They come out for a Saturday night, they'd have a good Saturday night, and they'd leave. And you could argue the point that they'd fill up with their groceries on the way down, and they'd have no real economic benefit to the actual town itself, bar that Saturday night bang when they arrive down there. And, like, you know, from a social or even from an environmental point of view, just real questions about how sustainable this is as well. And, like, Thomas, or the CEO of Mocco's probably right. It is a right to own a property, but there's a responsibility around it. We put an awful lot of money into the National Broadband Plan. A lot of these areas are going to be connected in the next few years regarding National Broadband. How we actually can invest or try and get people to go into these areas to live there maybe 3 or 4 days a week is probably going to be the big issue in town.
Okay, so would you go for? I mean, would you urge people not to buy a second holiday home, or is that naive?
I think it's naive. I think it's many days, you know, people have the fancy wearables to do what they want to do. It's how we can actually change their approach. And like, a lot of these could be considered to be green voters in one way, and they might have a second holiday home in the second way. So we just need
I think that's probably a bit of a stretch now to describe them as green voters. Can't blame the Greens for this one, Tim.
Well, I won't go there. But, you know, we just think there's an issue here that society has changed. We've evolved into society now. We're not all trying to become more sustainable going forward. And that sustainability is about trying to make sure that everything we do in life is sustainable. Having a second home isn't sustainable. And let's be really honest. How we actually can now try to encourage people to come into these locations, maybe walk 3 or 4 days a week or 2 or 3 days a week in those locations is the key thing.
Okay, all right.
And with the Airbnb thing, it's a disaster. We just need to do something because it's sucking life out of the actual rental
property.
Okay,
so you want legislation on Airbnb?
Absolutely.
Okay. Senator Tim Lombard of Fine Gael, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. Is it sustainable, a second holiday home? Should it be taxed? Should Airbnb be stopped in these areas? 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.